Have your seat now. Praise the Lord. Ready for the word? Are you ready for the word? Very good. Let us pray. Raise your hands, say together, our Father, name of your Son Jesus, in this service, we welcome the revelation of the written word. There is no confusion or error or distraction in his atmosphere. The knowledge of Jesus Christ reigns supreme and freely in these services. Our eyes and our hearts behold Jesus Christ, your Son, even as he sees us in him. He is glorified. We're edified. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we are going to end 2020 tomorrow. What a year. Hallelujah. What a great year. Praise the Lord. You know, I told you in one of the services that it depends on what you're looking at. As a church, Saints Community Church, we've had a great harvest of souls. Hallelujah. How many of you know that? We've had a great harvest of souls. We've had more things done in 2020 than 2019. We've had more meetings, more of the word of God preached in more places than ever before. How is that possible? It was a lockdown to you. Hallelujah. The gospel was never bound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Satan, bring it on. Hallelujah. We have the whole arm of God. Hallelujah. So we see something greater than the years ago. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And it wasn't in the media. We're not talking about the media. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, we were in the media. We're going to be on the media for a long time. So now, we want to look at the new year. Let us look at the new year. You know, I told you last year, when we're growing up, I'm still growing up though, we have the new year superstition. So everybody's going to gather together at 11:30. And we'll say, begin to pray now. It's the way you start the new year. Is the way you are going to end. Well, I'm sure it didn't start with a mask. But look at all of you. You got a mask. I got mine too until I came up. Praise the Lord. So you said, I didn't start the year like this. We didn't start the year with social distance in the service. Hallelujah. By now we'll have said, turn to your neighbor. Right? What is that? What was that song again? No. Okay. Yeah, we sang smile too. How can you even smile with the mask? You smile with your fingers. So we used to believe you enter the new year. So people believe that a lot, that as they enter the new year, that there's something about the new year. In Australia, by the time you get into the new year, if someone said if you travel from Australia, on January the 1st, maybe 6 a.m. If you travel from Australia and you come to Africa, you will land in 2020. That's really back to the future, right? You say, what? You left Australia January 1st, 2021, 6 a.m. You go to Lagos and they said, this is still December 31st, 2020. I forbid it. I'll never go backward in Jesus' name. Okay, so we all have that. And it's not, God is just really amused, not really, but just having fun in how we are all superstitious. Nothing wrong in it. You know, we just like time. Just like on your birthday, you celebrate your birthday. And you feel, oh God, now I am 20 years old. Oh yes, this is the year. You know, and God is saying, what about the year? So really it's like that. And the coming year, 2021, is a year. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some insight now. deep ones. It's going to have 365 days. Keep writing it down. Come on. Then it's going to have 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. January is going to be 31 days for the glory of God. February, oftentimes, can't reach the mark. So it's 28 days. But just believe God that March will be 31 days. No, it's just a year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what it is. Amen. I'm sure by January the 1st, some of you are going to put on weight. You're going to visit the body of Christ and load up. Haven't done what to eat therefore. The Monday morning, January the 4th. AM, you get up, prayer chain. Look at your wristwatch, it appears your wristwatch is too fast. I see moving too quickly, it's already 6. You get on the road. It's a new year, nobody should be on the road, everybody's on the road. What are you doing here? What are you also doing here? Have you found that out before? You go out thinking nobody's going to go out? Praise God. You know, we have all that superstition, you get it, about a new year. But we shouldn't have. Don't be superstitious. It's just a year with 365 days. So it's just, don't get superstitious. You can see that. We decided to do our services. Is our last service, the last year, was a Sunday. Because that was the last day before the end of the year. This is a Wednesday because we do our service on Wednesday. It's the last one for the year. That's just what it is. And we endeavor to just stick to that. Nothing wrong in moving it to the last day of the year. But, you know, maybe we have other things we want to do that day. Praise the Lord. That's not the big meetings, you know. But the truth is, do not get superstitious about days, not your birthday, not your wedding anniversary, not the memorial of a lost one, loved one who is lost, but in this instance they died, or something. You just take the day as it comes. Praise the Lord. And that will give you a spiritual sense of responsibility in the way you handle life. Don't put anything that looks superstitious. You know, December 31 is just going to be what it is. January the 1st is going to be what it is. Just what it is. And don't put anything superstitious on it. Hallelujah. It's just what it is. Time is a gift. You take it, you use it well, or you waste it. You take it, you use it well, or you waste it. So it's your choice. Hallelujah. Say, time is a gift. I didn't hear you. That's what it is. Time is a gift. You take it, you use it, or you waste it. So you choose to use it wisely and use it well. Hallelujah. That's what time is. You take it, you use it well. So you must decide to see days as a gift from God. It's a gift. I used to ask myself a question. Why do I need an extra day in life? What's it for? What's an extra year for? An extra year to do what? And I ask myself, an extra year to serve the Lord or to serve myself? Don't get superstitious with time. Hallelujah. So, you know, we need to all know when or what the time is. What is this time about? Time, I said, is a gift. Praise the Lord. Say, time is a gift. Say again, time is a gift. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Praise the Lord. And verse, I'm going to read from verse 14. Ephesians 5. Wherefore he saith, awake thou thou sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. See then, that you walk circumspectly. The word there is carefully. Not as fools, but as wise. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Hallelujah. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, Paul uses a word that is a bit very, it looks very odd. The word redeeming there means to purchase, to buy up. Exogorazo in the Greek. Exogorazo. It means to buy up. One of the words used for redemption or to purchase. To buy up. Because in the Greco-Roman days, you have the agora. Agora is where you exchange goods and services. So he's saying that one of the things you are going to see in the market is time. Redeeming the time means to buy it. He says to redeem the time. Because the days, Paul says, are evil. So we're going to look at what he means. When he writes to the Ephesian church, or let's say the church of Ephesus, or the Ephesian letter, he says, redeem, buy up. Which means time is available to be bought. Because they have the market where they buy goods and services. Sometimes they buy slaves. So he says, you redeem the time, or you buy. Or another one means to save up. To save. Hallelujah. How do you save? How do you save time? That's strange. So what's he talking about? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, the Greek word for time here is the word kairos. K-I-R-O-S. Kairos. A word you can find 22 times in New Testament Greek. We're going to come back to it shortly. It has to do with a limited, definite period. And it deals more, not all the time, with events. Let me take it again. It deals with a definite period, most of the time. Limited, definite. And then it talks more about events. Events. Redeeming the time. It says because these are evil. Now, like I've said to you many times, when you see Paul teach the Ephesian church, or the Colossian church, or the Corinthian church, he's teaching from what we call the Old Testament books, which is the Genesis to Malachi. In other words, what they were reading wasn't the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians is the explanation of what they were reading, which means that the curriculum of the churches was founded upon what we call today the Old Testament books. And that's very important. So, let's go to the book of Genesis. So we'll take much of our time. Which of the time now? Genesis chapter 1. Watch this. In verse 1 it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And it says, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We've explained this concept over and over again to us. And God said, let there be light. And scripture says, there was light. Now, pay attention to verse 4. He says, and he saw the light, it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And verse 5 says, and God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, go to verse 14. I'll start from 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Now, notice the last statement here. It says, let them be for signs, one, for seasons, for days and years. Signs. Now, let me break that down for us. There were signs in the Hebrew there. Oth, O-T-H, is like a flag. Something that indicates something else. It's oftentimes used for a witness and also for a miracle. Which means it points to another thing entirely. Which means that the physical elements of time that we see are like a flag. A flag. We see the sun, you say it's afternoon. We see the moon, it's evening or night, or stars. It says they are like a symbol, they point to something else, an oath. So what is it meant to point to? Then he says, therefore, signs and for seasons. Seasons. Then he says, for days and years. Now, what's the difference? Before we get to seasons, when it says days, is the word yom. Y-O-M, which we saw in verse 4 and 5 earlier. Days. Then it says years. The word years in Hebrew is the word shanan. S-H-A-N-A-H. It has two usages. One of them is a noun, then a verb. It means something that is repeated. So which is a year means what is repeated. 365 days comes again to you. 365 days come again. That is January to December. Right? Then you say a day. A day will mean light. Genesis 1, 4, and 5. Then he says seasons. Now, the word seasons here refer to opportunity or events. Now, this is the direct meaning or the direct Hebrew word for the one we read earlier in Ephesians 5 and 15 and 16. Kairos. Kairos. Kairos is a definite period with a definite event, which is when I say season, I'm saying an event is going on now. An event is going on now. When I say season, an event is going on now. When I say years, it means something that is repeated. So, when we read scripture, those things have connotations. Well, read scripture. The first thing you cannot control the years. Because they will be repeated. The years will be repeated. You can't control years. You cannot ask 2021 not to happen. No, you can't. You can't say, oh, I declare in Jesus' name, tomorrow is not Thursday. It can't happen. So, there's a time you cannot control. You can't say, well, I declare in Jesus' name, next year is going to be 2019. We'll just lay hands on you. Satan, leave him alone. What are you talking about? You can't control it. The moon and the stars. The sun. You can't control that kind of time. You can't. You can't say, well, you know, some people talk about, I say, well, you know, sir, you know, I'm just saying by next year, you say, I will be 40. By next year, I'll be 50. What could you have been if not 40? A guy told me, he said, sir, you know, it was in the it was in the, what's this, is it basic medical sciences? So he was to go and do medicine. So he said, I can't do medicine, sir. I said, why? He said, by the time I finish my medical course of my medicine degree, I will be 26. He said, in 5 years' time, I'll be 26. I said, okay. If you don't do medicine, in 5 years' time, will you be 26? He said, yes. There's nothing about that. Whether you do medicine or you don't do medicine, in 5 years' time, you'll be 26. Hallelujah. The son of God who is telling you, say, a younger. Who's lying to you? Say, a younger. That means, you know, go grow. You are not growing old. Say, it's true. You know, you're always looking fresh. Particularly, they say that when they want to, two things, collect money, or they are toasting you. A guy is toasting you, say, you know, I'm just looking at you. You are just like a teenager. I say, are you serious? Are you a teenager? Hallelujah. That one is not in your control. Not at all. You cannot determine how old you'll be tomorrow. You just wake up, you are old. Hallelujah. So you have years. Then you have seasons, which the Greek will call kairos. So he says here, Ephesians 5. Hallelujah. So 2021 is a year. Days that you cannot control. You know, imagine the way 2020 went. We had plans like that. And you know, we said, we were trying to plan camp meeting. We said, you know, by April ending. That's the pastor's way. By April ending, we should have this issue. The way I'm seeing it, you know, by April ending, we'll say, hey, it's moving on. By May, my birthday, May 11th, it just came. I mean, what mask? What a birthday. Mask birthday. We were greeting from afar. No football games, at least the ones that I usually score. Whether we win or not, I win. A player, referee, FIFA, everything, me. You don't like it. Don't like it. It all happened like that. And we all went, and they just kept moving, pam, pam, pam. They kept moving, you get it? You didn't say, stop there right now. Let's stop top meeting. You go back to match. So really, there's nothing you can do about that. But then you should ask yourself, what is the season? You cannot do anything about time. You cannot do anything about your age. So, you have the two words the Greeks use a lot, the kairos, which is used for opportunity and seasons. Not all the time, but most of the time. You have the other one, chronos. C-H-R-O-N-O-S. Which is succession of events. Or days. Like Acts 1:7. Jesus used both. It says, for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in His own power. The chronos and the kairos. So He says the times and the seasons, which means the succession of events and the events themselves. And that has nothing to do with year 2026 or 2028. It is what are the things that God has planned for this time. Whether it's a year, or 6 years, or 10 years. Hallelujah. So, the first thing you need to realize is that you cannot control time. You can't stop time. You can't stop it. Hallelujah. You can't stop time. You cannot do anything about it. How many of you had this time you had to write exams? And then you were wishing that they will postpone it. Ah, say, is this Monday? Have you been to the faculty? Is there there? Did they paste anything? Did they post anything? No. Is that timetable there? That same timetable. Did you look at it very well? Say, it's the same one. So what do we have on Monday? He said, law of contract. Monday morning? Is it Monday morning or afternoon? Are you sure it's not Tuesday? He didn't argue. He said, I know it's Monday. See, hey. Sunday evening, he said, go and check it again. He said, is it there? He said, but there's something there again. He said, hey. I said, ensure you come early for the exam tomorrow. Ha! Huh? As you are sleeping, you are seeing yourself write the exam. The day has come. You can't do anything about it. You can't change it. It's Monday. That's what it is. Praise the Lord. So the first thing is you cannot stop time. You can't control it. You can stop your wristwatch. Some of you set alarm for yourself. You set the alarm. The alarm comes up. 3 o'clock. 5. He says, 4. What are you doing? You are doing yourself. You get it? Someone told me that he purposely, changed his own wristwatch so that he'll be using his own time. I'm still trying to find out the Rhema and the Logos. And the revelation behind that. Oh, really? It's like a fellow who told me that I don't really like sugar. So what I do is that I take a bottle of Coke, then I dilute it with water. He will still take the single. So in his mouth, he's feeling like it is not sugar. It's not sugar. But his stomach knows it is full sugar. Sometimes we fool ourselves. So you can't control the air. Is that very clear? Okay, let me now tell you. Sometimes as Christians, we don't like the inevitables. Someone say, in Jesus' name, you say, I'm not 60 years old. How would I? No! I'm 60 years young. I said, sir, last year, how old were you? 59. Ah, 59? So I said, is 59 minus 160? He said, no. It's 58. Are you now 58? No, never in Jesus' name. I'm now 60. You are 60 years old. That's what you are. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong in saying I'm old. Let me show you scripture. I'm not joking, no. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't ask you to say that to yourself. Praise the Lord. Look at Philemon. It's not Philemon I want to see you. Don't mind me. Look at first. Okay. Look at 2 Peter 1. Peter writes about something Jesus told him. Verse 13. Yea, I think it's meet as I long as I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up in putting remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as the Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Now, where did Jesus show him? John 21. John 21. From the mouth of Jesus. Verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, you gathered yourself and walked whether you wanted. But when you are old, you hear it? Hallelujah. When you are old, thou shalt stretch forth your hand, another will guard you and carry you whether you don't want to go. It says, when you are old. Glory to God. So, it's clear. Isn't it okay? You shall not be old in Jesus' name. No. Jesus is saying here that when you are old, So you have not wronged me, no. So let's look at inevitable things. Always accept it. Some things you can't change. One, you will grow older. Say amen. Don't even say amen. Every day you're growing older. And you will know it in yourself. At least Pastor Jakes knows. When we used to play, some 13, 14 years ago, Pastor Jakes was the highest goal scorer. Right? He was the highest goal scorer. He would score. Then I used to put him on my team. So that he would score. As days went on, Pastor Jakes with a goalkeeper alone, he would shoot to throw in. Not just that. He will now fall down. Bah! 3 minutes. 4 minutes. Ha! Arise in Jesus' name. I said, what kind of a footballer is this? What about myself? I said, I'm just playing penalty. Because you're growing older. Then you now say, some boys like this, small boys, who will be saying, yes sir, yes sir. They will just, not that dribble, that dribble. They will dribble. So I say, don't do that to your pastor. Don't do that to your pastor. The boy is stronger, the pastor says, when they are giving commentaries on other football games, they say, you should have passed to the right and to the left. Did you pass to anybody? You grow older. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you stop that? No. Have you checked your pictures before? Look at your history. Some of you say, I used to be very light. You can never say that, Pastor Jakes. It was never light. I used to be very light. You don't want to laugh. Can you ever say you were ever light? Light of words, I know. But you were never light. And you see yourself, and I was very fine. You're great old. So you can't stop it. Next year, you'll be 1 year older. Right? Don't say yes. There's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. God will remind you. African parents, you know your age now. You see, I know. Say, you know your age, oh. So there's nothing you can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What else won't change? The date will change. You start writing 2021. You can't say, no. The purpose of God in 2020 has not been fulfilled. So that 2020, there's nothing you can do about it. You write 2021. Right? The dates would change. If you pray tomorrow night into Friday morning, it will change. If you don't pray, it will change. Inevitable things. Hallelujah. So one, you will grow older. There's nothing you can do about it. The dates will change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What else does the Bible tell us? You want to hear it? I love to say things the way they should be said. Evil will happen in 2021. Say, no! I declare it! Don't declare it so that you don't waste your time. Evil will happen. Glory to God. Evil will happen. Because Paul says, save up the time because the days, a mirror, the period, he says, are evil. The days are evil. So what can I do about that? You can't change the time. You can't change the date. You can't grow younger. And so evil will happen in 2021. Because as you are saying Happy New Year, Satan is also saying Happy New Year. The demons are saying Happy New Year. Come on. You weren't quiet at that. Evil will happen in 2021. Ephesians 5:16. Look at 1 John 5:19. Let's read it together. We know, come on, let's go. We know that we are of God. Verse 19. And the whole world lies in the wicked one. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself, let's take it together, this is Jesus, let's go. Who gave himself for our sins, Galatians 1:4, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Hallelujah. And you know, Jesus in John 17, go to John 17. John 17. Hallelujah. John 17. I just read two texts for you. Verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but them which you have given me, for they are dying. Okay? So he says, I pray not for the world. So look at verse 14. Let's take 14 and 15 and 16 together and 17. Let's go. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. 15. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from the evil. 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. See that? So, evil will happen in 2021. You're going to see evil. You're going to hear about it. In 2021. Number three. Is it three or four now? Four, okay. You will be tempted. But Pastor, it's supernatural. How is my spirit of God? Oh yeah, but you will be tempted. These are inevitable facts. Nothing will change these facts. No matter what year it is, this will always happen. 1 Corinthians 10. Somebody in church? Look at this. Paul warns every one of us. He says in verse 6, he says, these things were for our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. Now, he's talking about the children of Israel who moved from Egypt through to Canaan, from the Exodus through to Deuteronomy. He says, look at those things that they did. Don't say, his Old Testament. Paul said, you must not lust after what they lusted after. He says, idolaters in 7. He says in 8, they committed fornication. In 9, they tempted Christ. In 10, they murmured. Look at verse 11. Let's take verse 11 together. Now all these things happened to them for examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world shall come. 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth, huh? 13. There are no temptation taking you that is not common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but with temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear. Say, I will be tempted. Don't say it, sir. Doesn't matter. In 2021, you will be tempted. Tempted to sin. Tomorrow, after this service, in this service, there is no atmosphere that immunes you from temptation. If God became a man, and Hebrews 4:15 says, we do not have an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He was tempted at all points, yet without sin. You will be tempted. You'll be lured and enticed to sin in 2021. And there's no a day of temptation. No. As long as you are in this world, you will be lured to sin. So, make sure that you are ready for the inevitables. I said number one. I said you'll grow older. The dates will change. I said, evil will happen. Sometimes some of us hear, what's going on? So say, what's going on in the world? What happened? What happened in 2020 now? I said, what happened? COVID-19. Yes, I know. But why did it happen? China. They've accepted now. A lab. That's the answer. What is the spiritual implication? That man can make man suffer. And what will God do about it? When you take one way, what happens? Answer now. When you take one way, what happens? Have you ever driven on the road and someone just say, move, John. Everybody has to go. Oh yeah, nobody's going anywhere. And you ask, what are you doing this for? Everybody say, doesn't matter. Madam, move. I'm not going to move. And then the whole place. Then 20 cars, 30 cars, 50 cars, 60 cars. Then there's traffic. There's hold up. And there's standstill. Everybody say, come. Nobody's moving here. Force, you're out there. That's man-made now. And then, boy, you know, you have headaches, back aches, eye ache, car is aching. Man-made. Exactly. But why didn't God solve that traffic? Voltron, defender of the universe. Yeah, move, bagger. You move, bagger. You, bagger. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, stop. Yeah. He didn't do anything like that. And you were all frustrated there and there. I don't know what is this Lagos. I don't like this Lagos. And you won't leave. What is all this? I'm not tired. I'm tired. You're also on one way. But your one way is not as big as the first one way. And I say, what is God doing about it? What did he do about it with you? Hallelujah. Make simple things simple. Do not complicate simple things. Give simple answers. There's evil in the world. So you will be tempted. Praise the Lord. There is no amount of the word you have that you will not be tempted. If the word became flesh and I was tempted, you are putting the word in your heart, so you will be tempted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will be tempted. You cannot stop temptation. You can't. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, you can do about temptation. It's going to happen every day. It's going to happen tonight. It's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen on Friday. It's going to happen on Saturday. Hallelujah. There's nothing. So you shouldn't have undue expectations. Is that clear? Don't. You will be tempted. You'll be tempted tomorrow. You'll be tempted to doubt God's word. You'll be tempted to fear the devil. You'll be tempted to fear. To walk in anxiety. You will be tempted. So that shouldn't be a surprise to you. But we prayed, we prophesied about 2021. How come you will be tempted? Evil will happen. Absolutely nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Because like I said, these are inevitable things. There's nothing you can do. So prepare your mind for temptations. Prepare your mind for these things to happen. Hallelujah. So let's go over it again. We said there are some inevitable things in a year. We said number one, you will grow older, right? The date will change. Right? Okay. Then we said Bible facts, evil will happen in the coming year. Evil will happen because the Bible says the days are evil. Ephesians 5:16. 1 John 5:19. Hallelujah. The whole world lies in the wicked one. We read that. We said the third thing, is that you will be tempted. So there is no year you will not be tempted. Is that very clear? You will be tempted. Whether you like it or you don't like it, whether, I bind it in Jesus' name, you will be tempted. You'll be tempted today or tomorrow. So the fourth, offenses will come. Look at Luke 17. Luke 17. Hallelujah. Luke 17. So if you are watching us at home, we have some technical issues. That's what we say in Nigeria. Luke 17:1. Let's take it together. Let's go. Then said he unto them. Come on, let's go. Again. Then said he unto them, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. Offenses will come. So offenses will come. No matter how deep you are in your love walk, no matter how much of the love walk you know, offenses will come. So in 2021, the dates will change. You'll get older. Evil will happen in 2021. You will be tempted in 2021. Offenses will come. What's an offense? It means something that will come to trip you. To fall. An occasion to sin. An occasion to get in the flesh. An occasion to be bitter. These are inevitables. It's inevitable that you're going to get older. Inevitable that the days will change. Inevitable that evil will happen around you. You can't stop it. You can't stop temptations. You will be tempted. You can't stop offenses from coming. You cannot. What else? Satan will seek to devour you. He will seek to devour you. 1 Peter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read it together. 1 Peter 5. We're going to start from 7. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Casting all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Now verse 8, in 2021, let's go. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about her, seeking whom he might devour. Look at verse 9. Whom resist steadfast where? In the faith. In chapter 4, verse 12. Read it. Chapter 4, verse 12. Let's go. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Hallelujah. Satan will seek to devour you. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, you take on the whole armor of God, wherewith you are able to withstand the devil in the evil day. When is the evil day? Now is the evil day. Verse 13, take unto yourself the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Of course, that is directed to the preacher of the gospel. So one, we said, evil will happen around you. You will be tempted. Offenses will come. Satan will seek to devour you. You will find the wiles of the devil. Verse 16 calls it the fiery darts of the wicked, fiery darts of the wicked. What else? Persecution will come for what you believe, for the call of God upon your life. Persecution will come. These are inevitables. No year can change this one. No year can make you grow younger. No year can have the dates go backward. No year can be that there will be no evil in the world. No year will happen that you will not be tempted. No year will happen that offenses will not come to you. There's no year that Satan will throw his fiery dart at you and he will not seek to devour you. There's no year that persecution will not come. In John's Gospel 16:33, Jesus said, in this world you will find tribulations and trials, but in me you will have peace. Be of good cheer, he says. I have overcome the world. Can I have an amen there? 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 12. Glory to God. 2 Timothy 3:12. Are you there? Let's go. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Hallelujah. See, persecution will come. Evil will happen in the world. Satan will seek to devour me. Are you there? Offenses will come. Offenses will come. So I must not deny these facts. They are inevitable facts. I'm going to grow older. I'm going to add a year to my year. The dates will not change. Evil will happen in the world. Why? Because this whole world lies in the wicked one. 1 John 5:19, 2 Corinthians 4:3. If our gospel be hid, it says, is he to them who are lost. Verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Ephesians 2 verse 2 to 3 calls him the prince of the power of the air. Of this age. Verse 3. This world. Inevitable things. Persecution will happen. Hallelujah. What else? Disappointments will come. People will disappoint you. The government will disappoint you. Your boss might disappoint you. Your employees might disappoint you. Your business partners. I always tell believers this. There is no way all your desires will be met. There's nothing. Nothing like that can happen. God cannot meet all your desires in life. You yourself, you know what they are. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Expect disappointments. Why am I saying these things? So that you will not be surprised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One. You are going to get older. You can't change the dates. Evil will happen in the world. Temptations will come to you. You will be tempted. A temptation means you will be lured away from doing God's word to do something else. Lured to sin. Lured to doubt, to fear, to be anxious. When the Bible says anxious, be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4 and 6. That means when you are anxious, you sin. It says do not murmur. When you murmur, you sin. When you complain, you'll be lured to give your body to sin. To give your mind to sin. You'll be lured. It will happen in every year. It will happen in any year, including the coming year. It happened this year. It's going to happen next year. It's going to happen the year after. Offenses will come. You confess the word of God about the love world. I'm a love being. I walk in love. Love is my nature. And offenses will still come. No matter the amount of information you have about walking in love, offenses will come. And offenses will come in a way you wouldn't expect it. Because if you did, it's not called temptation. Offenses will come. Doubt will come to you. You've consecrated yourself to serve God. Offenses will come. Temptations will come. It will come. They will come. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. These are things you cannot do anything about. Evil in the world, nothing. Temptations, nothing. Because they don't come from you. Temptation doesn't come from you. Persecution doesn't come from you. Offenses doesn't come from you. To lure you to sin, it doesn't come. Let me add one more. It also does not come from God. So no matter the prayer you pray, God can't do anything about it. That's why James says, let no man say, when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. James 1:13. So God cannot change the year. God cannot change the fact that evil is in the world. God cannot change temptation, even though 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, he will provide a way of escape. God cannot stop persecution because it's not the one that began it. These are things that are in this world. Disappointments. Men will disappoint you. Men will give you their word, not keep it. You have preachers who disappoint you. Your pastor might disappoint you. The flock might disappoint you. There's some guys who pray together and say, do you know what? I remember some of my friends were praying for one camp meeting like that to attend. We're going to just attend and get blessed. We prayed. We really prayed about it. We said that meeting will be so blessed. So they told me to go and pay for them because we have to pay for accommodation and registration. I paid for them, expecting them to come and balance me my money. None of them showed up. Disappointment. The first day I was looking back. They didn't come. I said maybe they came later at night. So I didn't see them. The next morning I looked around. And there's no day, there wasn't a time of phones, 96 or so. The third day, the fourth day. But you know what? Throughout the period, I was like, where am I going to get money to now? They just behave badly. Why would they do this? If they knew that they were not going to come, they would have told me, I want to pay now. Nobody's using their registration. The food is wasting. The registration is wasting. Everything is wasting. And then I'm complaining. That means I have handled disappointment wrongly. I've started murmuring. I've lost the focus why I came. Learn to handle disappointments well. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, my steps will not slide. In the name of Jesus. So even when men disappoint you, say, I'm led by the Spirit of God. I am not stranded. I'm not confused. In the name of Jesus, in spite of this disappointment, I walk in God's will. Hallelujah. See, hear me. I told you, no amount of reason is good enough to murmur. Murmuring is a sin. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Some of us will sound like this. You think you are praying in tongues. You give it up to it. What is all this? I don't like it. It's tongue for interpretation. Of course, tongues now is not in the Holy Ghost. After all, you should know better than that. It's not a child of God. You should not. I don't even believe. You know, that's tongues plus interpretation. You are edifying what? You are building a temple of idols. Say, I refuse to murmur. So when there's a disappointment, I say, Father, I thank you. I know that your word is working in my life. In the name of Jesus. I know nothing. Nothing is missing or broken in your plans. Men might disappoint, but I'm walking in all your will and purpose. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says, in everything, by prayer and supplication. He says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ. Say, I refuse to be anxious. Say like me, I refuse to be anxious. In the name of Jesus. I overcome disappointments. I handle them well. They are going to happen. So, get ready for disappointment. Are you there? Are you there? You know, in 2020, many of us were disappointed. Abby? You know? Someone told me that he had spent so much money to buy a ticket. He had gotten his visa. He bought a first class ticket. He said business class ticket. He was ready to travel. Then they shut the airport. 1 month, next month. 2 months, next month. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. Everything he planned went down the drain. But imagine taking the 6 months just complaining. After all now, why can't they allow us to travel? Is it not our body? If we like, we can catch it. I want to catch it. What I say in the name of Jesus. I redeem the time. I redeem the time. I will not murmur because the days are evil. Murmuring is evil. I redeem the time. In the name of Jesus. I won't walk in strife. Strife is evil. I redeem the time. Hallelujah. So there's evil in the world. I redeem the time. Are you there? I redeem the time. In other words, I use the time properly. I use the time properly. So if we are waiting for a married partner, husband or wife or both, and in waiting, they do nothing but pray for husband and wife. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Every prophecy, they link it to husband. Supernatural harvest. Or wife. Anything. You know, sometimes when something is so important to you, everything will be working towards that good. In the name of Jesus. My God shall supply all my husband. All my wife. That's what your mind is on. So that period, you are handling these appointments wrongly. They planned, you know, they said, okay, you know, we are going to have this, you're going to have that, and you were planning for it. You had even written things about it. Then it didn't happen. Many of us don't handle it well. Many Christians I know. Like the whole world just crumbles. Imagine they said, we should not meet as churches. Someone told me, he said, for the first 1 month, I didn't know what to do. He told me that, the pastor. I didn't know what to do. He said, a whole month. He said, I checked our library, our tapes collection. He said, there was nothing there for them to listen to. Everything there was circumstantial. It is yours today. It is yours today. There was nothing to study. He said, I was confused. I said, me? No. At all. Not at all. I was disappointed though. Very disappointed. Extremely disappointed. We had planned mission trips across Africa. We had mission trips even to Asia. And we were prophesying it. Not a single witness in our spirit. Me, I don't tell you anything like I was sensing. I was not sensing it. We were told the leaders that we're going to do this and do that. First month. In fact, myself and Dr. Abel Damina, we were going for a Bible school. On the Sunday, we were talking ourselves. Yeah? I said, we're at Bible school starting tomorrow. We're talking about it. He said, okay, so Pastor Chris, you open it. I said, yeah. So you take it up. That's your course. We'll take that course. Yeah. So when we get there, I plan for people to meet me there. So, by 11 o'clock, we're calling ourselves. We heard the same things. I said, your lordship, sir. That's what I call it. It's a prelate. It seems like we're not going, you know. I said, no, it's not that we're not going. They cannot allow us to go. It's not like we're not going. He said, and you know, people have paid for the Bible school. People have traveled there. And you go, huh? And when you are stupid spiritual, you say, but God, why? Did God close the airport? It's not God who closed it. So you don't know how to handle those disappointments. And he said, rather say, now, let me redeem the time. Hallelujah. Now, let me redeem the time. They can't allow 2,000 people to gather, but they allow 2 or 3. Hallelujah. Now, let's redeem the time. Let's have more places where the word of God is being preached. Glory to God. You can have, and you know, see, when they ask us not to meet like this, they are not persecuting us. In fact, they are helping us not to be persecuted. So when they say, don't meet, don't say, don't say, why don't say, let's redeem the time. That means on the Sunday, we can have 2-3 people praying together in many places. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't say, is that church? No, it's mosque. Say, I know how to redeem the time. So no matter the evil happening in the world, we'll redeem the time. Hallelujah. I love the song by Minister Nathaniel Bassey, Pastor Nathaniel Bassey. You've got times and seasons in your hands. Hallelujah. You are surprised, God is not. Hallelujah. So if you get a hold of God's word, you will overcome that disappointment. Some people like that, a man jilts them. Jilt is a Greek word to say bye-bye. A woman jilts them. Someone told me, I spent everything. She told us that we were friends until we married. She allowed me to pay for her pre-degree. First year, second year, third year, fourth year. Then at the graduation, she told me, there's somebody else. The guy said, my whole world came to an end. I said, hey, is she your whole world? Yes, so. Yes, so. So he became a wreck. A wrecking and a wreck. A shipwreck. A human wreck. I can't come to church tomorrow. Say why? She jilted me. Eh? And the lady that did the job, she moved on with her life. Happy. He, you know, became the gates of hell that couldn't prevail. He said, well, God said, if you get to a place and they don't accept your gospel, that is the gospel that saves the whole world. He said, when they say no, take up your shoes, even if it's slipper, sandal, dust the pin, and move to the next vessel. Hallelujah! I know what I'm saying! Well, you know, accept the gospel now. I know people don't do that though. You don't have that, you go to hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I overcome disappointment. Are you there? You plan to get that job. You force interview. By the fourth interview, you say you are going to meet the MD. You say MD, that's final. Then you are already telling them that I can't take 500,000. Sorry, it's 1,000,000. They're not giving you the job, oh. Then you tell guys that, you know, I'm going to resume at so, so and so. Then, very early, they know how to do it. 7 a.m., you say 1,000,000. You quickly go to the last sentence. We wish you well in your future endeavor. You go up. Hi! Then at that point, your son or pastor calls you. We have prayer meeting. Pray what? Prayer what? He said, yes, sir. He begins say, but this church said, they don't even care for you. Are they the ones that rejected you? They don't even care for you. Everything just prayer and so. Brother. Handle disappointment well. Don't let it infect your home. Are you there? And destroy your service. Disappointments will come. Hallelujah. Are you there? They say, and they begin to grumble. It's not the church that took your job. Too much activity, sir. Too much activity. And the offense is coming from what? That email. Or a business contract. You have, if you're a Nigerian, you have poured water forward. I don't know what you are thinking. But water is a symbol of the spirit. You have poured water forward. I went to step on it, it became stone. There was a contract like that we're bidding for. We bid that contract, we packaged everything, we went to do everything. Phone call! They said, it has gone since. Since when? They said, June 4. But we gave you the thing on June 10. He didn't tell you, they didn't tell you, I want to curse. On the phone, on the phone, in Jesus' name, you will never go! Devil. Hallelujah! Glory to God. See, I overcome the world. I control my emotions. In the name of Jesus. So how do you frame the year? Don't forget, these are inevitables, right? They will happen. Are you there? No amount of prayer meetings you have in life that will make evil not happen in this world. See, sometimes, someone told me, he said, can you imagine? I just finished. He said, I just came from WCC. This was a few years ago. I just came forward. That is when one diabolic girl was looking for me in our house. Say, Pastor, we all my fire. I said, fire. Jesus, Nko. Tempted of the devil. God is tempted. You are saying, you know, if you like sleep in the WCC for one month, when you go back to the world, you will be tempted. If you are not careful, all the fire will become charcoal. In 10 minutes. Hallelujah. So you must be ready. Most of the time, we are unprepared. We are unprepared. Say, I am prepared. For the year. We can say how to prepare for the year. Is that okay? Prepare for the inevitables. Is that very clear? Prepare for the inevitables. So how do I frame my year? I put the written word first place. Did you hear that? I put the written word first place. How do I do it? Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Proverbs 4:20. Keep them in the midst of your hearts. Let them not depart from your eyes. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Guard your heart with all diligence, verse 23. For out of it are the issues that govern life. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou shalt observe to do, meditate day and night, and observe to do all that is in therein. Then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. So, how do I put the word first place? I meditate on the word of God regularly. I think on it. I don't think on the news. I don't think on disappointments. I already know evil will happen. I'm not going to think on it. Are you there? I already know that I'm going to go older. I'm not going to think about it. I already know the days will not change. I'm not going to think about it. They are inevitable. I already know temptations will come. I already know disappointments are going to come. So I'm not going to fix my thoughts on those things. Neither am I not going to study them. I'm going to study God's word more. Say, I'm going to study God's word more about healing than about sickness and disease. I'm going to study God's word more about walking in love than about offenses. Hallelujah. So I'm going to study the word of God more about the power of God than what the devil is doing. I'm going to listen more to God's word. I'm going to listen more to God's word. Many of us are not good listeners to God's word. We hear, but we don't listen well. We hear it. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh glory, oh glory, oh glory. You see some people like that, even on our church page, as we're broadcasting teaching. As I'm teaching, they are writing it there. I say, God's word is God's answer. They say, God's word is God's answer. You are not even thinking about it. Think about it. Go home. Put it down. They are trying to repeat it to somebody else. No. Listen to it. Listen to it. Go back home. Look at it. I put the written word first place. I think about it. I study it. I listen to it. I preach it. Glory to God. Say, I preach it. One of the best ways to think on God's word is to preach about it. Preach it often. Preach it often. No one does the word without preaching it. You can preach the word without doing it, but you cannot do the word without preaching it. Hallelujah. Jesus did the word, and he also preached the word. He preached the word, and he did the word. See, I preached the word. I preached the word. How did Paul say Timothy should fulfill his ministry? 2 Timothy 4:5. He says, preach the word. Verse 2. Be instant in season and out of season. Which means if I'm going to do the word and not yield to the flesh and the errors of the church or the congregation, I'm going to preach the word. Preach the word. Hallelujah. Preach the word. Preach the word every time. Someone say, well, some people are talkers, they are not doers. You can't have a doer who is not first a talker. You can have a talker who is not a doer, but you can't have a doer who is not a talker. Hallelujah. In doing that, I do the word. James 1, verse 16. He says, don't be deceived. James is saying that. Every good gift, 17. Perfect gift coming from above, down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness in the shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, verse 18, that we should be a kind of the forces of his own creatures. Verse 9, therefore, my beloved brethren, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not righteousness of God. Therefore, laying aside, verse 21, all filthiness, belief, and nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save the soul. He said, be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any be a hearer of the word, is likened to a man that beholds his natural face in the mirror, straightway goeth his way, and forgets the manner of man that he was. But whoso looks in perfect love, liberty, and continues to look therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man, his blessing is deep. Can you say amen? Which means I must look into the word to do the word. How do I put the word first place? I meditate on it. I study it. I listen to it. I preach it. And I practice it. So that's the first thing. To frame my ear, I put the written word first place by meditation, study, listening, preaching, and doing it. Second thing I need to do. Follow the leading of the Spirit. What did I say? Oh, come on. Say it again. Come on. You need to learn to follow the leading of the Spirit. Matthew's Gospel 4:1, Luke 4:1. Jesus was led by the Spirit. Jesus was led, the Greek word ago, and the other one apetro. He was carried, he was taken by the Spirit to fulfill God's will. Romans 8. Paul says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, verse 14, they are the sons of God. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, verse 15. For the spirit of adoption, hereby we cry, our Father. He says in 16, the spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If we are children, then we are children, we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs together with Jesus. See, I'm led by the Spirit of God. Follow that leading. The book of Acts is full of the leading of the Spirit. The book of Acts. Precisely Paul's ministry. Acts 13. Verse 2, separate me and 3, Barnabas and Saul, for the work I have called them. That's the Holy Ghost speaking. Acts 16, read from verse 6 to 10. They were led, forbidden by the Holy Ghost, then prompted by the Holy Ghost. Acts 20, 22. You need to learn to follow the leading of the Spirit. Say, I follow the leading of the Spirit. And that includes prophecies. In our church, and our friends also know this. In 2021, it's a year of supernatural harvest by the Spirit of God. What else is there? The first fruits of things to come. In the last year, we said it's a year of supernatural order, where the local church is going to be strengthened. Some will say, no, we don't believe in that. Some will say, I don't believe in that. I don't believe that the local church. I don't believe that. No. You are not in our church. Hallelujah. You know, some of you, when you get on social media, you follow this pastor, follow that pastor. Anyone who follows anyone goes to nowhere. Anyone who follows anyone goes to nowhere. Anyone who jumps on any car will land nowhere. On the social media, know who your pastor is. Are you there? I don't busy myself with noises. You are led by the Spirit of God in your church. In Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus told John to talk to the angel of each church, the messengers, the pastors. And each church had the leading of the Spirit. Each church had what they had to do and what they couldn't do and what they must do and what they should do. Each of the churches were given their own instructions. God spoke to us, supernatural order, strengthen the local churches. And we didn't know how he was going to do it. We thought he was going to, we had our own plans. But what happened in 2020? Hear me well. I'm your pastor, I'm telling you. In 2020, we increased our groups, ourselves, our fellowship, times 3. We didn't know. I didn't even plan it. When it was going to happen, I told the pastor, that's not the method. You know that? He said, Pastor, we sense this is what we're going to do. I said, hey, let me think about it. But I knew they were right. Because I taught them to be led by the Spirit of God. And look at it today. Hallelujah. We now have the church in different forms in many more places. I didn't plan it. We didn't plan it, but we knew we were led. Because he spoke to us in 2019. So, learn to follow the leading of the Spirit. In your church. Don't say, but this man of God said, that is not your man of God. That is not your pastor. That is not your church. Hallelujah. Who's following what I'm saying here? You need to know that. 1 Timothy 1:18, Paul says to Timothy, he says, prophecies have gone before on you. He didn't say on the body of Christ, he said on you. Now hear me well. If a prophecy goes on Timothy, it affects all the churches, right? Come on. So which means a prophecy for your pastor affects you, right? So when your pastor has a prophecy, it affects you. Whatever God tells me to do in the body of Christ or in the world today is going to concern you, right? That's how it works. Paul said to Timothy, He says, neglect not the gift, 1 Timothy 4:14, which was given, which is in thee, given thee by prophecy and the laying on of hands of the elders. It is a given thee by scriptures. No, it's a prophecy. It is a given thee by study. It's a prophecy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I follow prophecies. Say, I follow prophecies. I follow prophecies. I am here today because I follow prophecies. Follow prophecies. I remember, before we began Saints Community Church, I was having stirrings in my heart. You know, because we're having meetings, outreach meetings around the country. In one single year, we were in 55 locations. 55 in one year. I mean, we had 55 meetings, outreach meetings in one year. One single year. I traveled around the country. So I began to tell Brother Tokes, because he's someone I fellowship with the Lord. I said, I sense that God wants us to do something different from what we're doing. So we went to a particular campus, had a meeting. They did not, in fact, the kind of reception they gave me was blessed. I should not complain, right? Was very blessed. I said, what? I said, what kind of reception is this? When we left the meeting, we had another problem, like an incident that was very bad memory. Very bad memory. But that's not how God leads us. God doesn't use circumstances. And so, we began to pray. So I told Brother Tokes, he said, follow your heart. There's something God wants you to do. And he was very specific when he said it. About 17 years ago. There was no Saints Community Church then. The next time we went, as two people came to me, two of them just came, said, Pastor, can you do this for us? God said, this is the people. He said, especially my friend, I told my friend, another friend of mine, said, no problem, I'm going to set this up for you. I'm going to set that up for you. I said, no. I don't do things like that. Set up, right? No. He said, you can begin, boys. You have started again. Everything is inward witness. I said, everything is inward witness. Hallelujah. It's not inward weakness, it's witness. Hallelujah. You know why? Because it's important to put the written word first place. It's important to follow the leading of the Spirit. The inward witness. Get a hold of our book, Leading of the Spirit. Read it again and again. Leading of the Spirit. You are going to have exhortations in these leadings. Warnings. Instructions. It's not every prophecy that is glory, glory. Some prophecies, when you hear them, you begin to weep. Some, when you hear them, you begin to shiver, not fear, but you are in awe. Some, when you hear them, you go and fast. Some, when you hear them, you go and pray. Are you there? But you must follow them. Follow the leading of the Spirit. Many things. Many times. Right? We get into trouble because we do not follow that leading. There are things that you have heard before. I told you I was watching this conference. The prophecies you have heard, what did you do with it? You want new ones. What did you do with it? Follow that leading. Said number one, put the written word in first place. Follow the leading. Prophecies have gone before you. The inward witness. Number three, strengthen all the supernatural relationships that you have. Let me say this. A man by the name of John Maxwell said, everything rises and falls on leadership. A good statement. I agree with him. But I also want to say, everything rises and falls on your relationships. No one can fulfill God's will alone. A man by the name of Reverend, for one name, Terry Mai, said this yesterday. He said, Jesus alone saved the world, but Jesus cannot save the world alone. You get that? Did you get that? Jesus alone saved the world by his death, but Jesus cannot save the world alone. That's why he called 12 men, then 120. Whatever God has called you to do, he has called you with men that he will do with, he will do, you have to do it with. So strengthen relationships. Listen, no relationship becomes effective on its own. You have to make it work. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Many times when people talk about relationships, they're talking about husband and wife. That's what's in their head. No. Their husband and wife is a good relationship, a godly one. But there are several other relationships. Nurture them. Nurture them. Strengthen them. Hallelujah. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. In the coming years, you will not allow your relationships to go down south. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that all the relationships God has put in your life, you will not be careless with them. In the name of Jesus, if anything goes wrong, it will come from you. In the name of Jesus, sit down, praise the Lord. Strengthen them. Let me give you a few things. Walk in love. Walk in love. Learn to walk in love and forgiveness. Learn to tolerate. Learn to forbear. Learn to walk in love. God has never called you to be with perfect men. Did you hear me? No, He hasn't. Your pastor is not a perfect man. Pastor, too, your flock will not be perfect people. Sometimes when the pastors talk to me, they say, Pastor, hey, this happened, that happened. I tell them, why do you think God called you? God did not call you to manage people that have no problems. He called you to manage people that are going to have problems. Hallelujah. Are you there? So you learn to walk in love. Learn to honor and be loyal. Honor means to treat with respect and dignity. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Paul says, you know what? Know those who labor among you, who preach the word of God to you. Know them. Then in 13, he says, esteem them highly. A version says, show them the greatest respect. What else? The pastor too must show the greatest loyalty to the flock. Jesus told Peter, feed my lambs, feed my flock. Watch over it. Acts 20:28. A pastor mustn't be careless. He said, take heed to yourself and to the flock, over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Feed the church of God, which he has purchased with the blood of his own. See, I honor the church. I honor the men in the church. I honor the leadership in the church. So you honor. You are loyal. Loyal. Loyal means you are devoted. Loyal means you are committed without reservations. Hallelujah. You are loyal. You are honor. You are honorable. You honor. So strengthen relationships, you walk in love, you honor, you're loyal to it, you are truthful to it. Which means sometimes in your relationships, you learn to tell yourself the truth. Are you there? Tell yourself the truth. Your prayer life isn't good, right? I saw the way you spoke, you didn't speak too well, you've not been doing well, you know, you've been speaking immorally, you've been watching immoral things. You need to guard those relationships. Because listen, if you fail to warn your friends who go astray, you may be going together. Guard your relationships. Hallelujah. Are you there? Guard it. Guard it. Feed that relationship. Feed it. Feed it with the word of God. Feed it with attention, prayer. Glory to God. I said glory to God. I said glory to God. Strengthen those relationships. See, I strengthen relationships. Which means that by 2021, December 30th, your relationship will be stronger, right? More effective. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know, Satan also will attack those relationships before he gets at you. There are many things God wants you to know. Hear me. He wants you to see that he will not give you, but give to people that he expects you to be in relationship with. And that includes your pastor and your friends. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Honor it. Be loyal to it. Be truthful to it. Walk in love in it. Glory to God. Jesus was loyal to Peter, right? He was. Peter failed him, but he was loyal to him. Peter was loyal to Jesus. Be loyal to him. Jesus told him the truth, but Jesus didn't bring him shame. No true relationship brings you shame. Friends cover your shame. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? A true pastor, a true shepherd will cover your shame. A true friend will cover your shame. A true associate will cover your shame. A true brother. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a true friend. I didn't hear you. Say, I'm a true friend. Glory to God. Also, let's learn to gather always. Hebrews 10 tells us that as much as we see the day approaching, we should not forsake the assembly of one another as the manner of some is. Hebrews 10:25. We see in the book of Acts, they gathered daily. As soon as people got born again, Acts 2:42, they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Don't miss meetings. Make it a goal. Don't miss meetings. There are many things that God will want you to know to prepare you for the inevitables that will only be found in meetings. Be there. Be there. Did you hear me? Be there. I told you the story. I went for a meeting. A conference, another ministry. I wasn't the one preaching. So I was going there. And I got there very tired. So I told myself, I'll miss the first session. I have to miss the first session because I'm already tired. How can I go to the first session when I'm already tired? I'm missing it. I was meditating upon it. I was confessing it. I was praying it. I was saying it in tongues. So I told myself, why would you go all the way and then miss it? What do you know is in that first session? So I went. I got to the session. It didn't take me 5 minutes. And that always happens to me. That the man of God, the woman of God, said there's someone here from Nigeria. Eh? I just entered. Imagine if I was at home. I would have known that something was waiting for me there that I never found out. I tell you oftentimes, there's nothing, no gift of God I found in my life that was not in a meeting. Don't miss meetings. Finally, pray every time. Pray in tongues a lot. Pray in the Holy Ghost a lot. Ephesians 6:18 says, pray always without prayer and supplication in the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Say, I pray without ceasing. As you leave this auditorium tonight, pray in the car. Pray in the bus. Pray when you are walking. Pray when you get up. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues a lot. When you pray in tongues, what happens? You build up yourself, Jude 20, on the most holy faith. 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says you build yourself because the inevitables are going to happen. But you build yourself. Say, I build myself. Pray in tongues. Come on. Pray in tongues. 1 minute. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. I didn't hear you. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues as I speak. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues a lot. Hallelujah. Hear this. What is this year for us? Supernatural harvest. Let it ring in your mind. Let it ring in your mind. It's more than a mantra. More than a tag. It's a motivation, an inspiration, an instruction. Follow it. Follow it. Ask yourself, what role am I going to play in this? In my church, in my cell, in my fellowship. What is my part there? Don't just talk it. Don't just put it on your Facebook post. Don't just put it on your Facebook wall. That's not what it's for. It's a direction for you. How you should go about it. Hallelujah. So I walk in it. So I walk in it. That means for 365 days in a year, I close it. It will be supernatural harvest. A harvest of souls, disciples, miracles, supernatural interventions by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I consciously walk in it. Many people, when they hear such direction, it's for the first month. By the second month, how can you have a direction? How can you allow what is going on in the world to dictate for you for 1 month, 2 months? You had a direction. You say, but I'm just trying to be a good citizen. No! You know better than that. Don't allow the world tell you what to say. Did you hear me? Don't allow the world tell you what to do. Let me share this with us. Set your goals for the year. A believer must know his goals. Jesus said, preach the gospel to every creature.
in all the nations. That's a goal. Learn to set goals for your spiritual life. I'll make sure I listen to teachings every day. I'll make sure I cover this series this year. I'll make sure I read up this material this year. I'll make sure that I study the subject of faith this year. And prayer is a goal. I'll make sure that every day I pray in tongues. I spend 3 hours praying. It's a goal. Where? When? In my house. I'll go out on retreats to do it. I'll do it in my house. I'll do it when I'm driving. You must know what, where, and when. Set goals for ministry. How many souls do you want to win in 2021? Don't say, well, as many as I'm led to know. Set a goal. When you get to the university, you set a goal. You said, I will be out of here in 4 years. Set a goal. Say that in the next 6 months, I trust the Lord. I'll win 200 souls. I'll win 500 souls. Then you break it down. Every week. I know I work from Mondays to Thursdays and Fridays, but I'm going to create Sunday evenings. Now I'm going to go out on the streets. Talk about Jesus. Is that what 2021 is about? I'm asking you guys. Hallelujah. It's not a time to stay on Facebook and get into anything that is trending. You are sharing nonsense. You are sharing videos. Sharing trash. Sharing scandals. Sharing news. Sharing bad news. Sharing news of murders. Sharing news of sickness and disease. What about the gospel? That is your motivation. Share the gospel. I made it a point of duty to always talk good news. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Set your goals for ministry. Set your career goals. What do you want to do this year? Well, I just want to know. This year I set a goal for myself. To the next year. To begin a PhD program. Myself. Yes. My goal in 2021 is to commence fully a PhD program. And I want to have 2. It's my goal. I also want to make money. Did you sleep off? I want to make money. What about you? I'll make money. You don't want to make money? I want to make money. Praise the Lord. So I set goals. Set goals. When you don't have goals, anywhere will be the net. You shoot the ball to the crowd and say, go! There's a goal. That's why, you know, someone say, this club has 70% possession. It's not Arsenal. Tiki Taka. 70% possession. They said, 8 shots on target. The other club, 30% possession. 1 shot on target, but it entered the net. They don't say, no, let's give the ones who tried. No, the winner is the one who got the ball in the net. Is a goal. Hallelujah. Say, I set goals. Set goals for your business. Set goals in your academics. Set goals. I'll get more skills. Hallelujah. I want you to be very focused. Are you hearing me? Be very focused. I want people to criticize you. If nobody is criticizing you, what are you doing? Praise the Lord. Someone said, he blessed me. He said, pirates don't attack empty vessels. Are you an empty vessel? Are you an empty vessel? Aha. Set your career goals. Set your health and mental development goals. Get to read. Don't just read the Bible. Amen. Put the Bible first place, but not the only place. Read things. Grow in your career. Grow. Read. Read. Know things. Oh, who's better than like, this country in West Africa? Where is Djibouti? Djibouti? Asia. They say, where's Canada? Is that not the next country after South Africa? No. It's near Jerusalem. How can you be like that? Mental development. Health development. Praise the Lord. Which means you take care of your health. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I know this year many of you have grown the knowledge of science. Quarantine. Vaccine. Virus. What else have you come to know? Face mask. Eh? Pandemic. Hallelujah. But then, it's also a call for us to take care of our health. Is that very clear? I told you last year. God's power with common sense.
Keep your life healthy.
Is that very clear? God's power, doctor's advice, common sense. See how we are seated. We are seated with social distancing. We have covered our noses with masks. So I say, no, in Jesus' name, power of God is working. When there is wind and dust, why do you cover your nose? Don't say, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I use my common sense. Set mental and health goals. Set relationship goals to your friends, your spouse, your future spouse goals to accomplish them. We're going to make it a good year, right? Hallelujah. We're going to handle the inevitables well, right? Temptations, evil in our world. Are you there? Offenses, works of darkness, persecutions. We handle them well in the name of Jesus. It's going to be a great year. We're going to fulfill God's will and purpose. We're going to walk in His plans. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands. Oh, bless His name tonight. Bless His name tonight. Lift your hands. Come on. Lift your hands and bless His name.